Welcome to ANN 7. What do you see for South Africa in 2014?
You know what? I think it's going to be a bit of a tough year. There might be a lot of violence and things can get a little bit intense. But
Wadi is skilled in forecasting the future through tarot cards, means she sometimes appears on television in South Africa. But she sees clients at her house in northern Johannesburg. Incense oil burns slowly in a corner of a study. The air is filled with rich aromas of cinnamon, maple syrup and roses. Wanya tells me I was born in a year of the pig, according to the Chinese horoscope. Using my date of birth, she calculates my personal number as 28.
28 is the number of wealth. You're a lucky pig and you're a 28. I mean, you can't ask for anything better. Wow, one day you're going to be in the news for making big bucks somewhere.
No, are you serious?
I'm serious.
One of Wanya's multicolored tarot cards shows a pink cherub stroking a lion. It's the strength card, also marked with the words good health and self-reliance. Another is the nine of cups, on which there's a fairy holding a wand. This card reads, wishes now materialize. Then there's the death card, showing a skull surrounded by a wreath of red flowers. Wanya asks clients to shuffle her cards, then she deals the deck. She explains that her interpretation of future events depends on the order in which the cards appear before her.
Okay, have you got sisters?
Yes.
Have you got a sister that's not married? Or maybe your wife's sister?
Yes, my wife's sister. Isn't married.
Isn't married. Because I'm seeing a wedding coming up here.
Yes, you are spot on.
Oh, really?
You are spot on. She is getting married soon.
Okay.
Don't know the date yet. But
Wanya says she feels a supernatural presence when she's reading cards. Something that allows her to see events that haven't happened yet. Once, she says, the Eight of Swords, Tower and Judge cards lay alongside one another when she was reading for a client. Wanya explains that this particular order of cards indicates that a person is going to jail.
So I said to her, look, I see there's some money involvement here and I see some problems and I'm seeing a lot of problems coming your way in the future. And she then asked me directly, could I go to prison? And I said yes. She was very angry with me, that woman. But I tell you what, she landed up being a good client, but she did go to prison.
A few years ago, relatives of a boy missing in the wilderness asked her to help find him. In a vision, Wanya says she saw the boy drowning.
And they phoned me and they said, can you please help us see where he is? And I said, okay. She said, I'm going to send you a map. Maybe you can just mark on the map. And I couldn't believe that I actually marked exactly where this kid was. And they found him. And I said, you better hurry up because this child doesn't have long to go. They were able to find him, but just.
Rescuers found the boy on rocks in the middle of a rapidly rising river. In another tarot reading, Wanya foresaw a major health problem for her mother.
And because of what the cards had said, she decided she's going to go to the oncology center and she's going to have herself checked out properly. I think she went in on Wednesday. On Friday, they had to take her boob off. She had full-blown cancer in her boob.
Wanya says some people plan their lives according to her card readings.
I had one woman that came, and every time she came here, I said, you're going to have another baby. And eventually she came for the third time, she said, and I said to her, you're going to fall pregnant again. Do you know she went for hysterectomy the following week?
Some faiths, such as Christianity, consider any form of fortune-telling to be a sin. But Wanya is adamant that tarot card readers aren't in conflict with anyone else, no matter what their belief systems.
You see, the thing is, they don't know enough because, I mean, they think of magic as being bad, and magic is not bad at all. Magic is using the elements that God has provided. So, you know, at the end of the day, we actually believe in God a lot more. We just don't go sing in church and go to church, basically.
Nevertheless, she acknowledges she's had mixed feelings in the past about her gifts.
You know what, I must be honest with you, there's been a lot of times in my life when I've tried really hard to get involved in something different, because to be labeled as a fortune teller isn't so cool, okay? But at the end of it all, I've realized this is my path, and I'm meant to just...
Wanya says her path is to guide people to live better lives. She insists that her tarot cards don't make decisions for her clients, and that it's up to them to make good decisions. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.